This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party with me, Deb Wolf, your host. And just thinking about, I'm thinking about animal rights and welfare around the world. And sometimes we have this idea that there are good countries, bad countries, civilized countries, if you will, and poorer, less civilized countries. And one way of comparing how a country deals with social issues is to look at how they treat their animals. Are animals destitute? Is there a program for spay and neuter? That kind of thing. But another way is to look at the laws. And I found it interesting today. Mexico seems to be really ahead of the game here. And also, lately, I've noticed their leader is very forward-thinking. And I'm impressed. I was always impressed with her. I was following her for a while. But now I'm seeing what she can do. Anyway, Mexico recently banned animal testing for cosmetic purposes. So that's like where they take the bunny and they make, you know, eyeliner and mascara and they see how long it takes before it causes a severe eye infection, this type of thing. So they're the first in North America to do that. Okay, they're not really in North America, but Canada hasn't done it and United States has not done it. And I say shame, right? We know the cosmetic industries know what ingredients can be used and they don't need to be testing these products like that. And I mean, even just your common sense, when you see the ads and you see, you know, the woman puts the lipstick on her tongue and it, and even though she's eating and drinking for 3 days, you could still see the green line where she put the lipstick. That cannot be healthy for you. Just think about that, okay? And the same with these eyelash extensions, all these glues and just because, you know, the animal didn't die when it was tested on it doesn't make it a good product. And there are, well, there's hypoallergenic brands, there's all natural brands. There's lots of choices. You don't have to do this. And personally, those giant eyelashes, to me, they look silly. They just do. I think it's such a fad, and I think eventually people will see it for what it is. It's funny because it almost reminds me of how Disney used to differentiate male cartoon animals from female, right? Donald Duck had no eyelashes, but Daisy Duck had big eyelashes, you know, really exaggerated. But that's not reality, people. No. In fact, in most of the animal species, it's the male who really goes for it with the colors and the plumage and the fancy dress. It's not the female, usually. So think about that. Well, we go to break on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. Stay tuned.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Animal Party and Pet Life Radio. And, you know, I don't want to disparage Canada too much because recently there were two laws that were really, I think, positive. One of them is that there can no longer be marine mammals held in captivity for entertainment purposes. Now, that has severe consequences on marine land, and they're trying to relocate belugas and other marine life to safer places, sanctuaries, without selling them to China to go to even worse shows than where they were, which was not good anymore. But gosh, marine land. I mean, I remember it as a kid, you know. The slogan was on TV all the time, the little song. Marine land and game farm, you know, and you'd go there and you put coins in this little candy machine and out would come little kernels of corn and you could and grain, and you could hold your hand out and these deer, real deer, would come eat out of your hand, baby deer and stuff. And and a highlight for me, you can tell. And then you go watch, you know, the whales and the people in the front rows would always get splashed and all this happened. But then there were a bunch of deaths of trainers and deaths of whales, more importantly, because more deaths of whales, rather, not more importantly, but just indicating the circumstances are not good and the way the dorsal fin folds over and that they're just not really meant to be in tiny tanks. These are animals that are meant to migrate so long distances, half the world, and they can't thrive in captivity. So fortunately, that's over and they are being relocated. So that was a really good measure. And another really good measure happened. And this is debatable whether you think it's a good measure or not. I don't know. But the rodeo here in Vancouver has been cleaned up an awful lot. So baby animals are no longer part of the show where they get, you know, caught and roped and whatnot. Now, for me, I'm mixed about this. Because I don't like to see the animals upset or hurt or frightened, which the baby animals certainly are when they're released into a ring and then a horse and rider catch them and humanely, but roughly, rope them. Yeah, it's hard to watch from that perspective. But from the other perspective, as an animal handler and a person who loves to ride horses, I can't help but see the skill and the speed and the fact that the animal isn't harmed, you know. And so I'm mixed. But the rodeo here will be more about parades and different things than it will be about that. So that's an interesting change there. Okay, so let's see. Wild turkeys. Are you afraid of wild turkeys? Well, maybe you should be. Stay tuned. I'll tell you more about that after the break on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk.
She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. We're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio, and I want to talk about wild turkeys. So here's the thing. People don't often know that male birds can be quite aggressive and territorial, particularly geese. But turkeys, emus, and quite a few birds, even Canadian geese that might be fed and tamed and used to people, sometimes can kind of take a turn when you don't let them have all your fries at the park. So yeah, male geese, male turkeys, and in general, flocks. So what's happening? Well, you don't want to be a mail courier in Wisconsin if you're afraid of birds. No, you don't. Because right now in Wisconsin, mail couriers are being chased, and it's really them mostly, being chased by flocks of wild turkeys. Now, the odd time a rental truck will get chased, and even people, but mostly it's mail couriers. And so they drive up in their van, and they're about ready to get out of their vehicle to deliver the mail or deal with the box or whatever. And all of a sudden, there's like 8 turkeys, and they're big, and they're flapping their wings, and they're chasing. And they'll even chase the truck. They'll chase the van. They'll chase the guy. They'll glom on into a big group, surround him, pack up. Okay, I know it sounds funny. It sounds funny to me too. But if you see the footage, it's not funny. It's territorial. And you may wonder why mail carriers pay the brunt of all this. Well, they do go door to door. They do invade territory from an animal's perspective. So when a dog hears, for example, his good buddy or even his enemy or even a stranger dog, doesn't matter, a few doors away, but if it's his good buddy, it really matters. Yeah. And if it's his enemy and he's afraid of his enemy, then it really matters. But even a stranger dog sending the message, alert, alert, watch out, that guy's here again, that guy's here again, here he comes, he's at my house, he's heading to you. When he gets that message, he listens. And then he picks up the call. It's part of his duty, protecting the community, protecting the pack, relaying the same message that then gets transferred to the next dog, a few doors down, next door, whatever. Hey, that guy's coming again, that guy's coming again. And you might get a break in the chain if the mail carrier has given a cookie or is a real dog person and greets some of the dogs, and the dogs have owners who teach them to like the mailman. You might get a break in the chain, but dogs can hear from miles away. So you'll have a chain. You'll have a chain of warning. And with turkeys, what you have is territory. With birds, you have territory. And there's an area where they don't want strangers trespassing. And they will attack strangers more than others. They will tend to attack men more than women, young boys more than anybody else, because they're sort of perceived as more threatening random men. And that's like 8 to 12 age. Those are the guys who are the boys who are most likely to get rammed by a sheep, head-to-head, head-butted, hard, or have a gate head-butted into them, or have geese chase them, or have a goat pee on them. All these terrible things that happen to farm kids, and every farm boy everywhere is nodding their head right now going, yeah, that happened to me. Okay, so usually the girls get a pass. So all the farm boys all over the world are now listening, nodding their head, saying, yep, yep, that happened to me. I was peed on by a goat and he hit me from 30 feet away and I couldn't believe it because it was through a fence. Yep, yep. Or they're going to say, yeah, that sheep batted that gate so hard it knocked my son half unconscious. Yes, and never bothered with my daughter. Or that llama used to spit on my husband every day but ignored me completely. Right. Okay, so why is that happening? What is it about these men, even gentle men, even men who are love animals, get worse treatment from some animals? And that's because certain animals, the natural way of living is one male and a bunch of females. And so they just don't appreciate other males around. That's just the way it is. So, yeah. So wild turkeys, it does look like, from the footage I've seen, one or two males with a group of females, and the male takes the lead, and they all surround the driver. And I do, my heart goes out to these drivers. I don't know what you could do to stop this. I really don't. I mean, maybe a dog, but it would have to be trained specifically to keep them away from you. And that would probably be noisy. And the dog might even be at risk because it's quite a flock. So I'm not sure. Maybe some kind of noise blaster that startles and scares them. I don't know. I think a lot of mail is not going to be delivered in Wisconsin. I know they have this you know, motto, through rain or sleet or snow. Yeah, okay, it doesn't say turkey in there. They may not be delivering your mail. If they're not delivering your mail in Wisconsin, this may be why. I want to say one more thing about birds. So birds can be really smart, right? Yeah, you know that. And sometimes crows will collect things, steal things. Sometimes crows will raid food, will walk into shops. Ravens the same. And sometimes crows will attack certain people. So in other words, if you ever irritated a crow or got too close to its nest or, you know, swatted at it or did something it thought was offensive, maybe you didn't even see it, but you pushed out your umbrella and it startled it and now it's got you pegged as an enemy, it will harass you every day when it sees you. It will remember you. So this ability has been harnessed by some people in the United States. And they've taught crows to attack mega hats and actually take the hats. Now, I mean, it's sort of funny, but it's terrible because the crows are going to get into trouble with this. But it just shows you the power of animals if you harness it. Okay, so now we're getting to near the end of the show, and I haven't said anything about dogs and cats, and I really should. So I'm going to try and think up something. Well, I should mention that Berkeley has a new law banning factory farms. So it's not just Mexico doing good work, America too. But you know, every time there's a law passed somewhere, we should be taking upon ourselves to make that happen in our jurisdiction if it's something we want, right? Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit. I'm just gonna touch this topic because we're coming to the end of the show, but I do want to talk about dogs or cats at least one point in this show today. So here we go. I'm going to just touch on this and I'll talk more about it on a future show. And I've teased this before. Why is it that seals and dogs seem so similar? They really do, to the point where when I was swimming with seals once, I was trying to get them interested in a tennis ball, which did not work. But, you know, they just seem like dogs. They seem like they would fetch. Now, what they were interested in was mimicking me. If I dove, they dove. If I did a flip, they did a flip underwater. If I did a flip off the boat, they did a flip off a raft or a log or another boat. It was pretty interesting to see how they were trying to communicate through copycat, but they didn't show any interest in any of the toys. So there are some behavior similarities and some differences. So here are some of the similarities. They're highly curious, playful. They like to interact with humans. Similar to dogs. They vocalize, very similar to dogs. They bark. They have dog-like whiskered faces, thick fur, especially here in Canada where it's colder. They're social, so they live in groups just like dogs, and they rest and sunbathe in these sort of, I guess, pods or packs. They use body language to communicate just like dogs do. And many studies have shown that their intelligence level is comparable to dogs. So while some of them are shy, some of them can be very friendly and comfortable with humans, just like wild dogs. They originally had the same ancestor. So that's what's going on. And they branched out. And so they were part of Caniformia. Carnivora evolved into two main branches. And Caniformia, hard to say, because I want to say California, but it's not. It's Caniformia includes dogs and seals. Feliformia includes cats and hyenas. So cats, hyenas, dogs, and seals all originally came from the group Carnivora. So they are kind of cousins. And it's just interesting. They had the common ancestor 50 million years ago, but they still share traits and hints of that connection. So I find that really interesting. And you will see seals and dogs interacting. You'll also see dogs interact with dolphins and dogs interact with monkeys. But those are all different kinds of interactions. All right, everybody, before this show goes to the dogs or the monkeys, I'm going to say goodbye for now and ciao meow. And thanks for listening from Animal Party and Deb Wolf. Be good to your animals. Ciao meow.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.